one small step for man doesn't apply to our next guest, NASA astronaut Rick Mastracchio. Now, he's logged nearly 40 days in space already. On November 6th, he'll carry the Olympic torch to the International Space Station. He joins us now from Russia, where he's making final preparations. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we can hear the delay already from here to there. So tell us about your mission on November 6th and why the Olympic torch is going up with you.
Okay, yeah, exactly. On November 6th, your time, November 7th, my time, I'll be launching on board a Russian Soyuz rocket out of Kazakhstan with my Russian commander and a Japanese astronaut. And that's part of Soyuz, the crew Soyuz of Soyuz 11. We'll be taking up the Olympic torch. Once we get to the International Space Station, we're going to hand that torch off to the crew of Soyuz number 10. They're going to take that torch out on a spacewalk. Once they come in from the spacewalk, they'll hand that torch over to the crew of Soyuz 9, who will land on Earth about 5 days after we arrive. So we have our own little Olympic relay going on in space.
So is this just so you can put the International Space Station on the map of where the Olympic torch goes?
No, well, the Olympics next year are going to be in Sochi, Russia. So this was the idea of the Russians to kind of tie in the International Space Station with the International Olympics. So I think it's a great fit, and it's fun to be a small part of it.
And tell us what you're going to be doing after you bring the torch to the ISS. What will you be doing up there, and how long will you be there?
Okay, I'll be spending 6 months on board the International Space Station. And what we go up there for is we go up there to perform research and scientific investigations and work with the scientists here on the ground to develop anything from new vaccines and to understand how fire, how things burn in space better, to develop new technologies that help the folks here on the planet Earth.
Are there any specific missions this time around in terms of that research?
And specific experiments, so we have a wide range. There'll be approximately 200 experiments going on while I'm up there over those 6 months. And like I said, some of them will be developing new vaccines. We even have one where we're going to bring up a small colony of ants just to see how the ants behave in zero G. So it's a very, very wide range of experiments that will be going on.
We know that you're in Star City, Russia, making final preparations. I have to ask, are the ants doing that too?
I can't speak for the ants. I'm sure they're being prepared, though.
And what are you doing? What are you doing for the final days before the November 6th launch?
Well, about a week ago, we finished our final exams here before the Russian Space Commission. They certified us go for launch. Tomorrow, we fly from Moscow down to the Baikonur Cosmodrome, and we'll be doing a fit check in the vehicle next week just to kind of see what it's like to sit in our spacesuits in the actual vehicle. And then in less than 2 weeks, we'll be launching into orbit to this International Space Station.
And I have to ask, you are a flight engineer, so what are you going to be doing during the launch and the flight to the ISS?
Right. The flight engineer is kind of another word, kind of like the co-pilot. The commander is in the center seat. I'm in the left seat of the Soyuz vehicle, and we have a Japanese astronaut in the right seat. So I'm kind of like the co-pilot. I'll be helping to control the vehicle. I'll be typing inputs into the computer. I'll be opening and closing the valves to maintain the life support system. So I have a major part in the control of the vehicle. So it should be very interesting.
All right, Rick Mastracchio, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.